That wife beater is fucking hot, dude.
You're
looking good, dude. You're fucking crushing it.
Got the fucked up haircut, so I have a mullet, and I figured I'd embrace it.
Oh, let's go, dude. Let's go. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Ghosts Getting Got While Girly Girls Get Their Ghastly Goodness from Going Guerrilla Warfare on Gonads of Souls Now Gone. Uncle Gary got good and gutless while grabbing his Ouija board and going, quote, God mode on some ghouls episode of the Days Grim. My name is Brian Michael Day.
My name is Thomas Grimm.
Who we got back here?
Drew Head.
Drew, what's up, man? This episode is brought to you by Purple Moose Power Washing LLC, the official sponsor of the Days Grim. These guys are the newest member or the newest pressure slash power washing company in the tri-state. So check these dudes out. If you got anything you need pressure washed, they're doing siding, brick, fences, patios. For $20, they'll power wash your dog. So honestly, just hit these dudes up, get in there while their deals are hot. What's up, man?
Not much. Joining us this week in the Days Grim shoebox, Jody Murtha. How are you?
I'm good. Hi,
guys. What's up?
You know, just it's hot as hell outside.
Brutal.
And, you know, yeah. Dealing with that.
We're actually sitting in a sauna as we speak. what is it, like 83 degrees up here?
I don't know.
Like I don't think it's 83.
We went.
I'm not sweating. I would be sweating.
I'm postmenopausal right now.
We went floating last weekend down a lazy river.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And
yeah.
Brian took a nap out there.
Took a hard nap. We've done this. My wife and I have done these floats like multiple years. We've done it like 8 times or something, a lot of times. And like, you just get in an inner tube and you just float for hours.
Yeah.
Like hours.
And like 8 hours.
You just drink.
Yeah. Yep.
And float.
Which river were you on? Does it matter?
Current River, Van Buren.
Yep. Missouri.
Van Buren, Missouri. So we're down there. We get sloshed and we're about, I don't know, we're probably like 8 hours in at this point, because I think we floated for like 9 or 10 hours because we stopped so much.
Yeah.
And we're about 8 hours in, and I like shotgunned 4 beers with a complete stranger, which is the best thing about these floats. You meet all kinds of cool folks. And I shotgunned 4 beers with this complete stranger, whom I referred to as Dad. And then I got in my tube and we just started floating. They joined us, and then I just went to sleep. I just took a snooze.
He wasn't the only one that slept, though. Somebody else was not.
That's funny. I'm really surprised that, like, when you woke up, that you didn't have, like, marker on you or...
No. I got him good before that.
I was shocked, too. Yeah, tell him about your little Houdini trick you pulled on me.
So, like, when you go and you rent the inner tube, you have to wait, like, for, like, an hour for this bus to pick you up. So, like, 45 minutes in the sun, you're getting hot and everything. And I asked Brian if he wanted a water, and he said, yeah. So I tossed him a water bottle, and he was like a gulp and a half deep before he realized that I'd filled the water bottle up with straight tequila.
Fucking Blanco, dude. Blanco, fucking
ice cold Blanco.
Yeah, crushed my dick, dude. Literally a whole gulp. And then I started to hit
the second
gulp, like, hit my fucking uvula, and I was like, fuck me, that's tequila. I just spit it out everywhere.
No salt, no lime.
No salt, no lime. It was a dirty, dirty rim job, if I'm being honest with you.
Yep.
Yeah, you dirty.
But hey, the food was good.
You shiesty bastard. I think the last time we saw you, there was still snow on the ground. It's been that long since we've seen you last.
Yeah. Well, we would have seen you, so would have seen me a little earlier.
Correct. If you didn't break both your arms.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not do that ever again.
Okay, so do we want to talk about the situation? What's going on here?
Okay, so I was riding my bike, and I was on St. Joe Avenue, and I was on the sidewalks because I was testing it out. I was just trying to test it out.
You just got road tires put on from like off-road tires.
I'd gotten road tires on it, and there was problems with the gears. Like, the gears weren't acting correctly. They wouldn't shift properly. And I hadn't figured out what was going on. The chain kept slipping off. And I was just trying to work it, you know, work through it and see if I could fix it.
Work it, Daddy.
Yeah. And So I decide I'm going to, you know, just kind of roll down the sidewalk. But there was a trash can in the way. So I had to go out in the driveway and come around. And even though I was very conscientious about, I saw the lip. It's like an inch and a half. I know, because we measured it. I was like, I want to know how big that lip is.
What's my threshold?
Yeah. And, you know, I guess I don't know exactly how it happened, because all I know is I'm looking down at that lip, and the next thing you know, I'm on the ground. I hit so hard that I bounced from my front to my back, and then I think I passed out for a little while. And then I woke up, I came to, and I'm laying there, like, sprawled out with my arms on the concrete, and I see my phone on the left of me, and I was like, okay, I'm going to call for help. And I tried to move my arms. I'm like, yeah, those aren't working. And so I just kind of started to, you know, not scream like hysterically, but I was just like, hey, help, help. Because I'm like, I'm on St. John. No one's going
to
hear me.
Help if you want to. I'm over here.
So finally, I think I passed out again. And then finally some random person who was, you know, jogging came by and said, do you need some help? I go, call 911 right now. Like immediately. And then apparently there was a actual, you know, cool motorcycle bike. No, I'm sure the accident wasn't cool, but a motorcycle accident happened. At the same time, my bicycle accident happened. So when they called 911, they went to that one and not to mine. The person that owned the house that I was in front of, that was like literally four doors down from my house, ran to the fire station down the corner, like whatever street that is, Maryland, I think.
Right. Yeah.
And said, no, like, this isn't just like a boo-boo. Like, up here. And, it was not fun.
How long was the recovery process?
Oh, I'm still actually technically recovering. So,
Oh, and I will preface. I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, it's okay.
I have to be very clear. Every time we run into bumps and bruises and trauma, Thomas will pass out if we talk blood and guts.
There really wasn't any blood.
Right. Let's not do that.
Just a good amount of surgeries.
Yeah. There was just so.
Or needles, too. We don't talk about needles either.
Well, the most gruesome thing that happened, I think was happening, is when they said, because my left wrist, I crushed every bone. So they said, well, it's dislocated and it's crushed. So since it's pushed back so far, we have to pull it out.
Ouch.
So they had to put me in traction, and they show up with this like medieval looking contraption.
To pull it forward.
Well, no, they hung
like
it
that.
With,
oh, wow.
from like metal with metal mesh fingers. And then they kept putting weights on my elbow to
They're like, five more kilograms. Nope. Doesn't do it.
I'm good.
Five more kilograms. Yep. Nope. Doesn't do it.
I'm good. Keep me out of that.
Like the scales of justice hanging off her.
Jesus Christ. What are we fucking quartering now? Mm-hmm. Fuck, dude.
What are those old scales like that?
The justice scale, the teeter totter.
That's kind of how I felt. God. I was like, I couldn't move my arms.
Brutal.
I couldn't itch my nose. There were so many things you just don't realize what you cannot do without arms. You just can't.
Well, and you said your son moved in, and you had to. Don't you normally have to help take care of him in a specific manner or whatever?
Yeah, and so I had to have him come down and help. There was just no way that I could do it without him. He's done everything. Like, he rebuilt the stairs on the back of the deck so I wouldn't fall through them, because they were old and they needed to be redone. There was so much work that I had planned to do at the house that I couldn't physically do.
Fuck, that sucks.
So I'm still in physical therapy.
Who are you going through?
Orthopedic associate. So
shout out.
My doctor said, this is the weirdest thing. So my doctor said to me, the last time I saw him, he says, you rank in the top 3 worst wrists I've ever had to work on. The other two I could not fix.
Wow.
I'm like, okay.
Damn.
So he's not exactly sure, you know, but like, I don't have like, so here's as far back as I can go, but you know, this hand, you know, so, sorry.
No, you're fine.
And then, you know, I'm better with this, but you know, obviously, and then this cannot move very well. And then, can't do that. So I'm, you know, holding my hand over like this is still, so this whole hand and arm, and I still have numbness from the nerve damage, because the other thing they did was they put an external fixator on me at first, because the doctor wanted to fix these two compound fractures.
So you were straight the whole time.
Yeah. He was like, I want to fix this, because this isn't a typical break. You know, something that you can, you know, we can deal with this. So this was right. a 5-hour surgery. He's like, I want you to be able to have this so we can get you into rehab immediately with right. this. So you'll have an arm.
That anesthesia nap feels good though, right?
No, not for me.
You did not care for it.
No, I don't, because I have other autoimmune disorders and an autonomic disorder, and it just messes me completely up. It
just like causes... hangover, or like you're sick while it's happening?
No,
or...
it causes them to flare up. So like I have fibromyalgia, I have posterior orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, I have carotid sinus syndrome.
Don't these all sound like old dinosaur names? Not to belittle them, no, but like you know what I mean?
The Pontosaurus, yeah. Pontosaurus.
Crackadacosaurus, cardio, sino, ractus. No, that's fucking terrible. And also, thanks for punching up her sensitivity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You piece of shit. He's so insensitive. I'm sorry.
You just don't know. and a lot of people don't realize. I think, you know, that's...
Yeah.
It's fine.
But, yeah, and like my aunt's got... some crazy name autoimmune disease. There's just so many out there.
It's fucking terrible. Actually, the English professor that we interviewed has one as well.
Yeah, you're right.
She had those rings that she has to wear because she has like her joints will just dislocate. Like,
she has Ehlers-Danlos.
I think so.
Another dinosaur sounding name.
Yeah. It sounds like a nice gentleman's name. Ehlers-Danlos.
Like a rich old English name.
The two doctors that discovered it.
Yeah. Nice, dude. Look at that. Crushed it. no, but yeah, honestly, she had to wear these rings because like her fingers would just dislocate. Mm-hmm. So they like kept them jammed in and like mm-hmm. it was brutal.
Also, glad you weren't the death of the week.
Right? I was, that would have sucked.
Very true. Yeah. But also, speaking of the death of the week. Bruce, spin it up, daddy. This week's death of the week.
The death of the week.
Brought to you by thedaysgrim.com. Get in there, get some merch, get decked out in a TDGT or a mug. Or we're trying some new stuff, you know, that might eventually go on sale. We got
a
Tumblr
old-timers.
Thermos. Shout out to, who was it?
It was Old Timers. That's what my neighbor's engraving thing is called.
Sick. And we may eventually dive on into that full throttle. So get in there to thedaysgrim.com. Get yourself some merch. Guys, God bless you. Are you,
thank you,
a fan of dogs?
Yes, I actually currently have, there's four in my house.
Heads up, not going to love this one. Man dies after being licked by his dog and contracting rare infection. Oh yeah. A 63-year-old man in Germany has died after contracting a rare infection when he was licked by his dog. Doctors have warned pet owners to seek urgent medical advice if they exhibit unusual flu-like symptoms following the rare case, details of which have been published in a paper in the European Journal of Case Reports in Internal Medicine. The previously healthy man's infection was caused by, gonna do my best here, capnocytophagia. Canamoresis.
Another prehistoric plant.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A bacterium that is commonly found in the mouths of dogs and cats, according to the report. It is transmitted to humans only in rare scenarios. The bacteria can be transmitted through an animal bite, but the man had not been bitten. Quote, he had been touched and licked, but not bitten or injured by said dog. This, his only pet in previous weeks, end quote. Going on, at first the man reported flu-like symptoms and later developed severe sepsis and purpura. Fulminans. I don't know what this is. An acute disorder that causes blood spots, bruising, and discoloration of the skin, as well as necrosis. Fuck, that sounds terrible. The man was treated in intensive care, but his health continued to deteriorate, and he died from multiple organ failure, according to the authors. all right, guys, somebody in this room has let their dog kiss their face before. Who's done it?
Yeah, but also, like...
I mean, he's like, yeah, of course.
But like, I get out of the shower and Bonnie, like, licks my legs or whatever. But, like, I feel like if you get a wound, though, your dog is kind of, like, right there trying to, like, lick it up anyways. Yeah, like, I've totally, like, scratched my leg and had a dog lick it and be like, fuck it.
I've definitely had that, and my dog has licked my face, but, like, both of my dog's breath was... fucking rancid for the most part, so I tried to avoid that.
I thought you were defending him. I was gonna say that probably makes it worse.
No, that's, I mean, maybe that was his thing, I don't know, but that was his thing. For me, I'm like,
rest in peace, by the way, rest in peace,
stank ass mouth away from my face.
I'm assuming we're talking about the one that recently passed.
Yeah,
he had that stank mouth.
It was so bad.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, after like 12 years, you're that old in dog years?
Dude, Snoop's mouth smells like the Great Depression. I bet it does. I swear to God.
Like,
he's a 13-year-old beagle. Yeah.
How was that?
I have a 19-year-old mix, and she has dementia, and like, she just wanders around. She doesn't know her own name anymore.
Yeah, that's like where my dog was at.
Yeah, and you know, she gives zero fucks about anything, and you know, it's just
he would kind of.
I'm like, why? I don't mean this. I love her. I mean, she's brought me so much joy, but I'm like, why are you still here?
No, like, you know? At a certain point, they're just wandering around. And they're under your feet constantly because they're like, I know who that person is. I'm going to follow them.
Yes.
But like my dog before he died would like walk around just licking the floor.
And what was his name again?
Lincoln.
Rest in peace, Lincoln.
He was like a 17-year-old beagle mix, but he would like open his mouth and you could smell it from across the room.
People would just start dying in the room that he opened his mouth. Yeah. God bless you. Wow, that was a squirter.
Right, they always are for me.
Dude, I got a fucking mist on my calves. That's this week. That's a rough transition. That's this week's Death of the Week, brought to you by thedaysgrim.com. Dip the tip in, get some merch.
So did you do any Reiki afterwards on your hands or have it done?
Yes, I had. So the cool thing about Reiki is, you know, it can travel. You don't have to be in the same room. You don't actually have to physically touch. So I immediately called all my Reiki master friends, and I was like, send it all to me. In fact, the night after my surgery, the first surgery, and I was still in the hospital, the doctor had given me a nerve block, and so that I wouldn't have any pain in this arm and this arm. And because this, you know, this had this external fixator on it. This was, you know, all fixed up. And I was like, when that shit wore off.
Oh, I bet it was excruciating.
I almost went back into shock. Ugh. They were throwing everything at me and they could not get the pain to come down.
And real quick, just for Drew's got it pulled up, just in case you haven't seen Jody's first episode with us, travel on back, I think roughly 20 episodes. I think it's 111, 112, 113, somewhere in there. She first came on and we spoke a lot about Reiki. This is what she does. So Reiki is a Japanese form of energy healing and a type of alternative medicine. Reiki practitioners use a technique called palm healing or hands-on healing through which a, quote, universal energy, end quote, is said to be transferred through the palms of the practitioner to the patient in order to encourage emotional and physical healing.
Do you think palms on is better than the sending the energy?
It's the same.
So why are there both? Well, I guess that's not a good way to word that question. What am I trying to get at? Was one before the other, I guess?
Well, so when we are attuned, and as we begin to move through each phase of Reiki training, because there's one, two, three, and four, and there it does go on. But once you get to four, you're learning how to utilize and call those things in, right? And so the one and two, you're not able to do the travel. You're only able to do
the Mr. Miyagi hands-on.
Yes. And you're not really, you don't learn that until, I think, three.
The traveling.
And then, And I will use it. Here's a cool thing to use it if you ever take classes and you want to learn. The coolest thing about as far as practical uses for the traveling is you're in traffic and you're like, hey, I need to get somewhere from point A to point B in a certain amount of time, and I need to have the perfect parking spot when I get there. You can send it ahead and the traffic will part and you'll have your parking spot. I have used that so many times.
That's like fucking
Evan Almighty.
Metaphysical. That's like a metaphysical fucking Uber, dude, but for parking. Yeah. It's fucking sick, dude. Can you like make lights turn green and shit? Like get all these people out of my way. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. I got to go somewhere.
A lot of times, you know, like if I'm running behind, you know, I'm sending that specific, I'm asking for that specific in, oh my gosh, specific energy in front of me to wherever I'm going, to the location that I'm going to be heading.
Hell yeah.
So that I get there. And I use it more on the parking spot thing.
Okay.
Because I don't want to park far. I want to park up close. So I'm 100%.
Is there like Reiki karma? Like the more good Reiki you do, like the better it is? So like if I learned Reiki, I would use it to like, if I knew Brian had a meeting, I would mess with like his groin chakra to like maybe make blood flow while he's like trying to...
Are you saying you want to make him hard?
Yeah. While I'm not there, you know what I mean?
That's kind of hot for me. If I just got hard in the middle of a presentation. Like
something important.
Like yeah. Thomas is thinking about me.
You know. So I'm not saying that that can't happen. I'm not saying that that can't happen.
It's like Brian's at a funeral.
Yeah, he just gets fucking rock solid all of a sudden. He's like, he just must have really loved his grandma. You know? rest in peace, Grandma Ruth. I really do miss you. She just passed away recently since I've seen you.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. She was ready, dude. She was ready. She got a really poor diagnosis, and she could have fought it, but she was like, I'm tapping. She was ready, yeah. I think. So... but yeah,
and seeing an erection would have helped him there. So it'd be like good Reiki. You know what I mean?
Well, I was a pallbearer, so maybe not. It would have been a little awkward, but you know.
A little awkward for the other gentleman around you.
But is there like Reiki karma though? Like if, cause like, well, they say if you do like voodoo, if the bad you do comes back to you.
It does. Well, that's the law of attraction, right?
Yeah.
Put out positive, positive comes back. You put out negative, negative comes back. I do know that, you know, if I were to try to utilize the power of Reiki in a negative way, which I'm not saying that I have not used it, this is actually a really good segue into talking about how I got into the ghost thing. Because
I dig it.
Because when I do Reiki, right, I'm not, it's not all rainbows and unicorns, right? It's, there's sometimes when I'm working on someone, and I have them on the table, and I'm like, there is just this ick, or there is this little manifested demon shit.
Call it a little nasty.
Yeah,
maybe. Like a little nasty.
I have to, you know, either pull off of them because I've done that. I've pulled off, you know, a being or a thing from someone, and you got to know what to do with it, right? And then
that's what you had like the crystals and stuff for last time,
right?
Like we spoke
and
about.
You got to know like how to handle it and what to do with it. And so, like, I know a lot of Reiki masters who they act as if those, oh no, it's all love, light, and okay, you go ahead and believe on that. But I'm gonna tell you, I've been in your location and there was some nasty shit in all the corners, and I refused to go back in there because y'all weren't cleaning your messes up. And so that's why I kind of got into the ghost thing a little bit, because that was education for me and some of my other Reiki friends as well. So we started off, the first experience I ever had was when I was getting my Reiki 4 master teacher certification. And to do that, we had to learn how to attune any person that we would want to teach to.
Can you explain the attune thing again?
So attuning is a ceremony that we call upon spirits, our guides, our past relatives, on anyone that's there for our highest and best good, and we become attuned by creating Reiki to be within us all the time, no matter what. Whether I'm practicing it or I'm not practicing it, I have it, right? And so anytime I ever want to tap back into it,
it's like getting your cup filled back up.
It's still at the same level. Like I don't lose it, right? Okay. So every time we would go for like level Reiki 1, we got attuned at the end. Reiki 2, we got attuned at the end. Reiki 3, attuned at the end. But Reiki 4, not only do we get attuned, but then that's when we learn to how to attune. Because all the time we're getting attuned by the master, our eyes are closed. We don't really know what's going on. And for a purpose, because they want to make sure that whoever is going out there in the world isn't just going to go randomly start attuning a bunch of people that isn't there to do the right thing, you know, or be just malevolent, right? So we were learning how to attune. And now I had one of my, we were talking about this briefly about my autoimmune disorders. I have a disorder that's called a myoclonic tremors. And I was having a fit. So my whole body was just twitching and I couldn't stop. And, you know, and it was to the point where it was exhausting me.
That sounds terrible, just for the record.
It's not. I don't recommend.
Is this like spastic?
Yeah.
Like
it's kind of like, okay, so I'll tell you exactly how it is. Every night when you guys lay down to go to sleep mm-hmm. and you're almost asleep and then your body twitches.
Twitch. Yeah.
It's like that, but then you do that all day.
Oh, that's fucking sick, dude. That would piss me off.
Yeah.
Some people too. It gets their head, and so they're going like this. So imagine just shaking your head basically and just, for hours with no control.
So we were doing the attunement, but there was an odd number of us. So someone and they only needed they were trying to like two people. They put two people together, and one would practice on one, and the other would practice on the other.
Right.
And I was just like, I gotta sit out. I'm not gonna help. I'm not gonna ruin someone else's experience and not be able to, you know, learn how to do it. And I'd also, I just need to sit down. I can't stop this, and it's driving me crazy. But I'll watch. But I had also brought camera equipment in because I was helping my Reiki master at the time come up with better photography.
Okay.
For his stuff, and yeah. I had been in there in the same office before. Photographing in that office with the same equipment, my camera, it was my phone with the camera. It went, and I was on a tripod and I had a light and, you know, it was pretty basic, but I mean, I was kind of just trying to help him out. He had a lot of great products people didn't know about. And he did a lot more, he had a lot more modalities that people just didn't realize he had. And I was just trying to like, hey, here you go. If you want to use them, use them. If you don't, whatever.
Showcase them.
But my plan was, because he had such a large class this time of Reiki masters that were going through, and I just thought, well, I think we need to like get a picture of all of us together with our certificates. So I set my tripod up because I'm seeing that they're wrapping it up, right?
Right.
Now, remember, when we attune, we call in. All of these people, all of these spirits, all these guides, all of these things, we call them in. But because I'm not feeling well, I'm like, let's wrap this up. Mm-hmm. I start setting my camera equipment up. And as soon as they finish with practicing, I'm like, okay, everybody get on this one wall. And I get everybody assorted. And I have a clicker, you know, in my hand. And I get in position and I start clicking and I'm like clicking a bunch of pictures. Right. Mm-hmm. So let me send these to you.
Oh yeah.
Cause I want you guys to see, cause I am like sitting there just going to the camera and I just started checking and I'm like, and everyone could tell something was wrong, but wrong, not in a bad way, but so I've sent these pictures to like a lot of people.
Can you pull up my messages so we get this ready?
Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, looks like I got... Oh, those are the drives. Never mind.
Oh, I knew I should have done this. Sorry, hang tight.
No, you're fine. But like, The attuning is a neat process, though, how you're just kind of like knocking on the door of like everyone around you, and you're like, hey, wake up, mofos. We need you in here because I'm trying to do some shit. And like, do you think you would ever have like a lazy guide who was like maybe taking a nap or something, and he's just like not vibing? He's just not feeling it. You're like, I need all my guides. And then this one guy's like, fucking hungover, dude. Just fucking leave me alone. You know what I mean?
I'm all spirited out.
That would be me if I was a guy. I'd be like, dude, just fucking stop. I'm not feeling it right now. Oh, my God. Have you? I don't know.
So, well, basically.
Can there be a lazy guide?
There could be a guide that is unavailable.
AKA hungover. Yeah.
Well, for whatever reason, to be unknown, you know. But yes, there's times where I've called on a guide and they don't come because maybe they have another larger
task
that they have to accomplish for the higher power.
Maybe they're rolling. They're in a hot game of dice. You know what I mean? Or like a serious game of like gin rummy. You know, you never leave the table. In a hot gin rummy.
Yeah.
You never do. That's just my
personal thing. Is it all gin stuff there?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of...
Gin chess. Gin checkers.
That'd be funny if a gin was playing gin rummy.
Yeah, I'm sure they know how to play all the games.
Well, that... Also...
They probably know how to play games that you don't even know about.
I doubt it. What games do you think gins are playing up in...
I don't know, think of like Babylonic games...
What do you guys call heaven in the Islamic religion? Is there like a name for
it? Yeah, there's a name for it.
You don't want to say?
No, I don't know it off the top of my head.
Oh, you don't know it off the top? Jimna? Okay. Yeah. Are there like certain Jimna games that I don't know about?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Well, fucking then I doubt it, dude.
There's like good fruit.
Good fruit. Actually, well, let's take this opportunity to go ahead and christen...
God bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Drew.
You're welcome.
Dude, honestly, I feel like gins probably throw down on some dice. For real, though. I wonder also... Oh, never mind. I can't read. Oh, dude. Yeah,
look at this guy, for sure.
Yeah, that's the genie from Aladdin, dude. Is that fucking...
Coming out of a
Is that
laptop?
Will Smith? Didn't Will Smith play the genie from Aladdin?
Yeah, he played genie in Aladdin. Yeah.
Will Smith and Robin Williams. What a role.
What a
like two very different.
Yeah. Two drastically different people.
But yeah, Jin are basically genies. If anyone's been confused for the past like 3 minutes.
Oh, wait. I thought a jinn was a ghost.
No.
No, it's like a spirit.
Oh, fuck.
Jinn also...
Well, I was trying to read it, and then you pulled it away, Drew.
There are invisible creatures in early religion in pre-Islamic Arabia and later in Islamic culture and beliefs.
Yeah.
They are romanized as jinn or anglicized as genies.
And romanized. I don't know what either one of those verbs mean.
I don't really either. I just
you could look
read
up
what's
if,
on the page.
If there's going to be games in Jimna.
Do you want to send a couple real quick?
I've sent three.
Oh, there they are.
Yeah, I've sent three.
Okay.
And I'm trying to send another one.
You're good. All right, and we're back, dude. Okay, so, Jody, if you will,
what's the order?
All right, so I put them in an order. So let's go to the very first one.
Okay. Is this one.
So the very first one I saw, so actually the first several were all taken like boom, 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 boom. Like right. I had it, my little trigger finger and
machine
I just was
gun,
like, I was just taking, because I was in the picture. So I was like, I don't know who's smiling, right. Who's ready, who's not, you know.
The guy just, may I say, the guy in the back left might have just tapped a bowl or something. I don't know. Either that
he's
or...
He's attuned, bro.
He's fucking tuned in, dude.
He was. I know that for a fact.
He
probably.
Is tuned the fuck in. I like that guy.
Yeah. Well, that's actually my oldest son.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I fucking love that guy even more.
Yeah.
Let's go. He's fucking jacked up.
So
I like that.
I go to the... you know, I'm just checking to make sure, you know, like, right. Hey, are these taking or whatever?
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah, yeah.
I see this and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then you go to the very next picture. And again, remember, I'm taking these fast.
Right.
And then you go to the very next picture and it's like, what the fuck? And so.
Can we go back? Are you yelling at somebody?
Well, I don't know what the hell I was doing because, like I said, I was just taking things so fast.
Right.
So then we'll go forward again.
Let's go to the very first one again.
Okay.
And I want to point out a couple of things. So first of all, it's not a reflection because that ceiling is a drop ceiling. So if you can see, there's like a line that kind of looks like it differentiates between like a wall.
Yeah, yeah,
do you
yeah.
see it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it kind of looks like two mountains. But that line there, if you look at that and you think, okay, if that line is a delineation between a wall and a ceiling, you know, if you like, because you can see at the top.
Yeah.
Just to see, because we're like, is it a reflection?
Yeah, I can
it
see
wasn't.
That.
It was not. And then the girl right in front of me, right next to me, you can see, look at the halo that's starting to happen right there. And then to the far next to my Reiki master, there's that. Okay. There's like, what is that coming in?
Mm-hmm.
But then the very next picture, there's nothing.
Okay.
Can't figure it out.
Hold on a second. I do have a bit of a. So we're not getting a good. This is not the best TV, but there is. It seems to be that there is a light. Fixture right there. Is there not?
It is. There is a.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I'm just assaulting
this picture in general.
But there is a spotlight. Okay. There's like a can light mm-hmm. right above that. Okay.
So we can go on.
So now go to the third picture.
Onto that third one.
And now these things have come back. You can still see that line of delineation, but you can see more of how the bottom is kind of haloing our heads. And it almost looks like there's, you know, faces from the side, like a silhouette.
People are creeping in, dude.
Uh-huh. And then, let's see, what other picture do you have? I'm trying to see which one I've sent you now.
One's a little heart.
Oh, that looks like Australia.
Okay, so, yeah. So,
is it Australia? Where is Australia for 500?
That's the first one, right?
No, this is the fourth one.
It looks an awful lot like the first one.
But the first one is more Wu-Tang-y.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's go.
Oh, wait. Is this the first one?
Oh, where
I'm
are
lost.
You? Drew?
I don't know. I'm going to start over. Here. There.
Drew, you're the producer.
There.
Tighten up.
Number three.
There we go. Oh, here we go.
Okay,
now
yeah.
we got. Now
so,
there's like an elk
so,
in the.
Yeah, so now again, we have a different shape. So we couldn't figure out like what was happening.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Man? About how. Now, I've shown these pictures. Well, like I said, we were trying really hard to debunk this, right?
Yeah.
That was our first, like, what is, because I've, like I said, I photographed with the same equipment in there, and this has never happened before.
The same wall, too, or no?
The same wall. And I was like,
Oh, your son's ready now, too.
Yeah.
He's crushing it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great smile.
This would be a great photo. Oh, her eyes are closed.
Yeah.
And then there's a gin in the background, but.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a gin, but what is it? What is this thing? The thing in the background. What is that?
So what we think, so here's what we think. We think that because I was in such a hurry to get out of there,
yeah,
we didn't close the port. And this is the portal to which all of our guides and guardians came in through. And those little stars up there
mm-hmm.
are them leaving. And we caught it.
Fuck,
because
dope.
We never closed the door. And let's see, how many pictures did I send you? Okay, keep going.
Oh, there's a clean star right there.
Yeah. And then again, see, look how the halo is. You still have the faces on the two ends that it looks like a face.
Wonky, dude.
And then the very next one, it's like all the stars. They are all going.
Wild.
And then the next one again, which I thought was very strange, is gone. It's gone again. And then again, the next very next one, it gets back. But it literally, I'm talking seconds that I'm taking these pictures, and
weird, dude.
This is just a few. We have like several because I started like trying to figure out like, okay, what is this? While we were taking the pictures, so at some point we paused. Looked at everything, continues taking pictures, and at some point it was there, and then it went away, and then was gone.
Did it like feel weird when you guys were taking pictures? Did anything feel different? Like, I don't know. Like, did anybody maybe say, like, my knee was tingling, or
the back of my neck, the hairs were tingling.
My nipples are hard.
My back.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry.
That's what I'm saying, dude. But like, is anything weird happening? Like, you don't recall a weird sense or anything?
No. Well, so, okay. So the thing that I've been told by, I have, like I said, I think I mentioned, may have mentioned this the last time. I have this Akashic Records reader that I use in the UK.
We did briefly talk
and
about that, yeah.
So I talked to her about it, and I showed her these pictures.
What'd she say?
And I was telling her about the myoclonic tremors as well.
Yeah, you were just tweaking, twitching.
And so she actually helps to communicate between myself and anyone that has passed.
Okay.
And that particular time, she didn't know about my myoclonic tics at the time, but my mother had passed away, and my mother had not crossed over.
Oh, we had spoken about this in your last episode. Yeah. Yeah.
And so what was happening, so she's talking to my mom, and my mom had wanted to give me this gift. She was trying to give me a gift because my mom was not a very pleasant person when she was alive. After she died, she realized what a ass she was, and she wanted to bring me a gift.
Yeah, and you had to like hunt your house for it, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember this. And then, as I'm standing there, and I'm sitting there talking to Silvana, and I said, so tell me what my mom does when she's trying to get my attention. And she goes, she touches you right here. And I'm like, this is the arm that twitches the most.
Damn.
And so there is a connection. There can be some way of a connection. But I also, there's times where I have them that I don't think anyone or anything is trying to communicate with me.
Where you're just anatomically twitching, yeah.
But at the same time, like I know when I go on a ghost hunt, I will start twitching, especially when I can tell that there are spirits and souls around me.
There's been another instance or two of this that you've had.
Say that again?
There's been another instance or two of this that you've had, like with ghosts and stuff, like our good buddy Mike Farley.
We're getting into the nitty gritty now.
Yes.
Let's chew on this fat for a little bit. So ghosts.
Yep. Let's talk about them.
They're real.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So suck it, comment section. They are, but what experiences have you had? Now, we kind of spoke briefly before the show that you have a couple instances that you were okay with talking about today.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So we were planning a big trip, me and my son and a couple more of my girlfriends that didn't go through Reiki Master training. They didn't go to that lesson with me. But we planned to go to Waverly. That's like a big place in Louisville that everyone
sanitarium
goes to.
Louisville Hill.
And yikes. But we wanted to be prepared because we'd never done this before. We'd heard all these stories, and you know, we're like all very analytical people, and so we're like, okay. So what we did was we had some equipment. My son was like in charge of the equipment because he's good at all that stuff, and he had the Xbox One that had this, I don't know what it's called. My son knew all about it. But basically, it allowed for, if we shot it into a room, it would pick up.
Oh, like LiDAR.
Yes, thank you. And so we needed to test it out. We wanted to see, okay, is this going to work? Well, Mike Farley is a good friend of mine. You guys have had him on the show.
Been on the show.
Yeah, a couple times.
Call back.
Yeah, love it. love it. I can't wait for his movie. I can't wait for it. I'm so excited.
The Slab.
Yes, The Slab.
I'm fucking pumped, dude.
I know. I told him, if I don't come to the premiere, I'm going to be mad at you.
He's working his tail off on it, too.
Yeah.
He's pushing them papers.
So I call Mike and I go, hey, Mike, because I had been to his house before helping him with some things that were going bump in the night at his place. And I and that was crazy too. The first time I went to his house, because again, I'm learning. Like, these were things I'm trying to like dip my toe in, basically by, you know, jumping in the deep end. And right. he had some gnarly shit in his house. Yeah, so gnarly shit.
Either you had said or he had said, one of the two.
Yeah, I'm blending the two episodes together. But either you mentioned him anonymously or he mentioned you anonymously in some episode, one of the two episodes.
Or you guys mentioned each other. I don't know.
All I know is the first time I went out to his house.
You said like the bathroom was going crazy or something. So, was going on there.
Well, he's had issues where, and he told me about, he'd been telling me about this for years. And I just kept saying, Mike, you got to let, you know, because I didn't have any experience. So I kept saying, you got to let my Reiki master, my Reiki master needs to come out and he needs to do whatever he needs to do to hit your house. But Mike, there was something going on family wise that just wasn't going to allow it. And I got, like I said, a few years later, and then it was kind of, I wasn't comfortable with the way it was going to affect, it was affecting his kids. And I'm like, okay, look, Mike, I don't know if I can do anything, but I'm curious if I can. And I don't charge. I won't charge you for this because I'm learning. So let me come out. Let me see what I can figure out.
Take a peek.
Yeah, and let me see if I can do something, you know, and see if I can help.
Yeah.
Well, I get out there. Man, did I stir up a hornet's nest.
Fucking mistake, dude.
Oh, my God.
Mistake.
Well, because...
You're like, you got to burn your house now.
Well, because I picked up immediately on several entities. One was actually there for good. The one entity was actually guarding his son's door. So his son would be safe in his bedroom. But this particular entity was terrified of what was really going on in the house. And so...
That's not great.
No, it was not. And
if you have a bodyguard and he says to you, hey, man, I'm fucking shit in my pants right now.
Like, yeah. He's done four tours. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
not the bodyguard I need right now, no. Dude.
So I not was good. Like, okay, hey, I was like, Mike, you said you needed to take your kids something. I go, so why don't you leave? Go take your kids something.
Yeah.
I got on the phone with my Reiki master. I go, okay, this is the situation.
You got a fucking problem.
And so
six bodies that need stacked.
He proceeds to tell me what to do. And I'm like, okay, all right, okay, okay. So, and I said, when I do this technique, how will I know that I did it?
Right.
He goes, you don't.
Okay, nice.
I'm like,
nice.
Oh, okay.
Sick.
So.
Sick, dude. That's so perfect. Very vague.
Mike comes back, and one of the things I was like trying to, I was trying to do some education too. So I sit Mike down, and I'm like, listen, I need you to understand something. Like, you cannot be afraid. You cannot be afraid. Like, no fear. Do not show fear. Like, I understand that's like a natural reaction, but dude, I'm saying, do not show fear. And while I'm talking, we keep hearing this noise. And I'm thinking it's his cell phone. And I look at him, I go, do you need to get that? And he goes, let me see what that is. So I turn, so he goes down the hallway. I thought he was just going to get his cell phone that was like on the other side of me on the table.
Yeah.
And he goes down the hallway. He knew what the sound was.
Okay, so minor hiccups here, but you said that his phone was going off.
I thought it was his phone.
And he knew what the noise was and takes off.
Yes, and he goes down his hall.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets to his, I don't know where he's gone, but it was just moments that he's gone. And all of a sudden, I hear him say my name. And this is the thing, like, when I hear a man say my name, it's a man saying my name. Like, it would, he was terrified. Like, I have never heard a grown man. Sorry, Mike, I'm not trying to, you know, but I'm just, it's the truth.
He's like, a scaredy cat.
He, no, I'm joking. Was.
Sorry, Mike.
So, what had happened was the spirit that was was getting pissed, and they were trying to come through the radio that was off in the bathroom and unplugged, by the way.
I don't like that.
But when he went down the hall to turn that, to figure out, to do something with that radio and make that stop.
To burn it.
He saw a full-bodied apparition. So he saw exactly what had been dealing with him. And so I went in and I did the thing that my Reiki master told me to do to deal with that. But because, you know, I didn't see it, he did. I was like, I don't know if I got it. So I called my Reiki master back and I explained the whole situation. He goes, and the only thing I can hear is him saying, "Katha, get your shoes." And it was like at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, God.
He was so pissed at me because I said, "Oh, we can." I said, "He's cool. He can reschedule." He goes, "No, you have stirred up a hornet's nest and now I've got to come clean it up."
We got a problem.
Yeah. And it took him a couple hours to get it cleaned up. And we went through and we like put, I made him little hex bags. And when I say hex bags are little bags that have different types of ingredients in them that will keep your house protected.
Are these drugs by any chance?
No, okay. No. It's usually like herbs and like I might use some
like black quartz or something?
I actually use black ash, which is black salt. Sorry, black salt. And what that is basically I take wood and I have this wood blessed, or I bless it and I infuse it with Reiki, and then I burn it, and then I take the ash of that and I mix it with Himalayan sea salt, and it's called black ash or black salt.
Sorry. I was actually going to ask, since we're on the ghost situation, I've seen in a lot of movies where you can just like line a room with salt, like just table salt, like so sodium salt chloride. Does it do anything?
So when they do use the big white iodized salt, it's effective, but not like pink Himalayan salt. Is
okay,
but I will say, I mean, you, but here's the thing with the, if you have power, like a Reiki master has power, I can will that salt to be whatever I need it to be.
Damn.
So if I don't have the ingredient that I need, I will just put in the ingredient that is I can find closest to it, and then I will it.
See, again, I would be using Reiki for bad. They bring me salt on my margarita and I ordered sugar.
Sons of bitches. Oh my God. So, and then your,
You actually have some videos, right?
So yeah. So after this whole thing happened,
this is where the LIDAR comes in.
Yeah. So we were getting ready to go to Waverly, and I'd had that experience, but I was like, again, I continued to try to educate myself, learn, and we were going to take this equipment to Waverly, and we wanted to make sure it was going to work. And I called Mike up. I go, "Hey, I'm sure we could probably catch something at your house. Can we come over and just test our equipment?" So we went down. There's a room in his basement that is like uber not good.
Is it the secret room?
It's the secret room. Yep, yeah.
I don't like that room.
Yeah. And I don't know which one this one is, but when you hit play.
Are we going to get sound?
I don't think there's sound on this. I'm gonna tell you which one it is here.
Oh, that looks like a dude doing the robot.
So that's me, actually. Okay, so I was in there sitting. Okay, stop. Go back. Roll back. I want to show you something.
Are you doing the robot?
I'm just kind of moving my arms because we were testing things out. I was moving because we were. He was setting. Curtis was setting up the equipment. Curtis was with me, and we're setting stuff up, and we weren't sure like what we were gonna pick up. Now, so as you roll through, look at the. Did you see what just happened on? Right there. Something like come into the frame. Now, if you keep rolling, it's not my son because he's, see it?
Fuck me in the asshole. Jesus fucking Christ. What the fuck was that, bro?
And then here comes my son. So it wasn't like he was a shadow or anything like that.
Hold on. Turn it. Can we go back one more time?
Yep.
And then watch it real slow. Thomas, make sure you put this on the screen and go slow like you just did somehow, however you did that, Drew. Play it back again. That was so wild. It was like a wave of something, but
What the fuck me in the mouth, dude? What is that?
That's almost an FLY apparition right there.
That shit gets my nipples hard. God damn, I'm not going to sleep tonight. That's for sure. Okay, yeah. Perfect, dude.
Yeah.
So this is the secret room, or you're just...
That's the secret room. Yeah.
Of course it is.
That's the secret room, and that's something coming out of that. There's a closet, like, right there. And
I know what you're talking about.
The kids' toys are right there, too.
And Mike, I'm never going into your secret room ever again.
And so that happened, but we didn't even catch that. I mean, we had to go back and, you know, watch the footage and all that. And then the other video is very similar. Again, it's a situation where we're in the same room. I'm sitting in the same chair. I never left the chair. Now, but then we caught all of these, and I'm going to tell you what we caught. We caught all these orbs. Okay. So a lot of people talk about orbs. You hear that word a lot. So there are several orbs, but you have to, like, above me, above that back door. Oh, we're on the same.
Oh, this is the same video.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the same video?
I think you might have sent the same one twice.
Hold on. Nobody panic. Oh, they do look eerily similar.
Okay, hang on.
They do look eerily similar.
You should have done both of them for me, Thomas, because, you know, I...
Literally. You might have copied one and then sent...
No, but regardless, though, I mean, like, still, to have that on camera is gotta be... Do you just not sleep at night?
Mm-mm. No, I wouldn't either. Like a baby.
You do sleep like a baby?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Because you also said you have also, like, a whole wall of crystals in your room and stuff.
Well,
right?
I do, yes. My house has been protected. I have hex bags. I have the crystals. And I'm also not afraid. And we talked about this a little bit the last time, too. I also have control of my third eye. So I'm not calling them in.
Yeah.
So.
She got that do not disturb.
She does. Right. She's got that little moonlight lit up on her.
By the way, you may not know, but remember last time I was here, I helped open your eye up a little bit.
Right.
Did you have any experiences that night? Any special dreams? Do you even recall?
I don't know. I got chronic memory loss.
He smokes recreational
lettuce.
Oh, yeah. So that's
flowers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that checks out. Also, Drew, if you got to roll soon, feel free to, and we can shut her down if you need to.
Okay. There we go.
Just to give you a heads up.
That's the next one I just sent you. I just sent you.
We got one more?
Yep. So you've heard a lot about orbs and just in general.
Right,
you know,
when they're caught in photos. And
so the one we really found, like, a lot of orbs. And I was trying to find one of my videos that I had that we also set the equipment up at my own personal house. This was the house, not the one I'm living in now, but the one I had last time. And I'm going to tell you, some of the shit we saw was incredible.
Now, it looks
I couldn't
like
find that one.
You may have to unrestrict the link.
Yeah, you may have to give us
You just
permission.
Should have just done the whole thing, because I don't use this.
I know. We should have done this before the show, dude. Drew's only got a couple minutes, so let's tighten up this one. No, you're
sorry.
Okay. I knew we should have done this before. I don't know why. I was like, we'll be fine. We'll figure it out. Shoot from the hip. We'll play this one, and then if you want to roll out, we can get the rest of it squared away.
Yeah.
Tighten up. She's got a hard deadline, too, as well. So.
Yes.
All right. You're going to have a few cuts in this video, dude.
It's all good.
It's all good. All right. Baby.
Let's try that one. All
right. So she texted again.
Another
I think.
One?
Okay. Yeah. There we go. Let's see what that does. So now we're in the spooky room yet again, and you're doing shoulder presses, some bicep curls.
Okay. So go back, because you've already missed a couple of the orbs.
Shit.
Yep.
What
and
is
then
happening?
There's also going to be a very large black orb. I've never seen such a black orb.
Oh, there you go, Drew. Look at you fucking crushing it, dude. There you go. And this is half speed, so.
So at the top of my head on the back wall, and then to the side of me would be my left side in the video, but it's the right side if you're looking at it. It goes across and goes back into that vent there, or whatever that thing is, in that black thing on the wall. On the side wall. Yeah.
What the
There you go. Do you see it?
What the fuck?
That was the biggest one. There was like a whole bunch. We counted, I think, 12 when we really rolled it back.
Do you ever feel like you are a Ghostbuster?
There's been occasions.
You're familiar with the movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I gotta
double check. There's but it's been a fucking occasions killer movie.
Where I have been asked to come over. Like, friends know that I do this, and you know, again, this is not a service I charge for, because I just feel uncomfortable charging for this type of service. I feel like if you need this, it's something that you need, you know. And so friends will ask me, you know, hey, can you do this? Can you come over? Something's weirding me out. And I'll come over, and I'll usually bring a crew with me. And we'll do some stuff.
How does someone get in touch with you? If I guess we can cover that at the end. Yeah. But yeah, man, this is wonky as far as like, I've never seen anything. No one has. I have one friend that has showed me one picture where I was like, that's fucked up. It was a Polaroid too. There's like no way to fake it. And I saw it in person. I was like, what the fuck is that? And he was like, yeah, I don't know. It's just my house. It's just my fucking house.
Yeah.
And it was like him and his daughters, his tiny little daughters. It's like, there's a ghost fucking hanging out over your daughters, dude. That's spicy. That's fucking spicy as fuck, dude. I'm not cool with that. But like, I've never known somebody that has like gotten actual footage. And this is trippy, dude. So if you guys are only listening, you need to stop where you're at, rewind 5 minutes, and go to the YouTube and check it out. Because that's wild.
Yeah.
Do you look back on it now and you're just like, what the fuck?
I miss it. I haven't been able to go on a ghost hunt for a long time. But I will tell you this. Where I want to go is there is a cemetery. It's known as the Gates of Hell Cemetery.
Oh, sick.
It's in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. And I had such an experience. It was so, like, it was palpable, the amount of.
I don't know if I like that.
Oh, like you could just feel it. Like I would just start twitching the minute. Like we, and
is it like
fact,
a Civil War
as
cemetery?
We were driving, as we were driving there. So my son and I were in one, we had two cars because we took a group of us. Right. And our plan was, because we did a lot of research about like the folklore about this cemetery.
The spot.
And what people stated that they experienced. And one of the things they experienced was car trouble, or their car being, you know, the things inside of their car being messed up.
Wonky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we're like, okay, well, we brought like a jumper cable, not jumper cables, but we brought like a jumper box, and we brought like, you know, two cars on purpose. We were
ready
gonna,
to go.
We were going to,
came
yeah,
ready.
Yeah. We were going to stage one. We were going to set one up and stage it. And then we were going to take the other one. Well, when we started driving there, we realized, oh no, we're not going to be able to do that. But my son and I the shit was already fucking with us as we were driving. So I'm driving down this old road. My son and I both shoot like this. It was like we got beheaded. The pain from, and the feeling of our heads being decapitated,
Jesus.
Both of us the exact same second. And here's the thing. This is what freaks people out the most, I think, about ghosts. If they are open to the spirit, or there's a channel that they have open, I think what freaks them out is this is not them trying to hurt us. This is them trying to communicate to us, hey, this is what happened to me.
Right.
And so, but they were, because we were coming, and so they were all riled up. And it was also a Halloween, and it was a full moon. So everything was out to play.
That's a fucking.
And it was, we had, to this day, I truly believe that I had a full on lengthy conversation with a full bodied apparition at the end before the police came and made everyone leave.
That's fucking terrifying, dude. How are you? I don't know. I just don't know how you're just like. Yeah, and then I just went home and like had some biscuits and went to bed.
But we did. It was interesting because we staged one of the cars, even though we had them both there.
Yeah.
We put baby powder around like the whole car, like on the car, so that we could like see if there was any fingerprints or anything.
Yeah.
Or if anyone tried to get in the car.
Yeah.
We took pictures of exactly how everything was in the car. Honey, do you know that was a brand new car and we couldn't get it started? And there was fingerprints on the back. And we'd set our table up with our equipment right by the car so we could monitor it too. So there was nobody that touched that car.
I'm not having a good time anymore. I thought this was going to be fun. I'm not having fun anymore. Don't like this anymore.
Yeah.
That's fucking terrifying. Yeah. To be completely honest with you.
It is and it isn't. And because I've had experiences now enough with communicating with the other side that I know not to be afraid, because when you are afraid, that gives them more energy. That is, fear is like, you know, mainlining the shit, right? It's dude, like
it's like David Goggins when he sees the guy up on the hill about to quit.
Yeah. You know what?
Just mainline it, dude.
Yep.
It's fucking Jesus, Murphy. I you're a better person than I am. That's for sure.
It's just all about education and understanding.
What advice do you have for somebody that's got some spooky critters in their house? And
if they're afraid, don't be.
Just brush it off.
They just need to understand, and they need to know that we as humans have more power than they do. Mm-hmm. So if something's going on, the more a fear you have, the more power you're giving them to do things that are going to then scare you. So it's like this complete circle consistently, okay? So you got to realize you have the power to tell them to bugger off. Go, you're gone. I don't want you. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Leave me the fuck alone without fear. I mean, you can be afraid and be like, oh my God, get the fuck out of here. But that's still fear, and that's still giving them energy, and you're not really teaching them or telling them, hey, but if you're super calm and you're like, dude, get the fuck out, or whatever it is. Because what happens a lot of times is you get stuck to a house, or they get crabby.
No, I completely understand that. And I just wonder that if, so what if internally I'm fucking petrified, but externally, those are my dogs, but externally, I'm like completely chill and calm.
They could pick up on that.
They still pick up my internal, like, wigging the fuck out? Really?
Yeah.
So I just got to do more
drugs?
I don't know how you just, like, chill out.
Well, you just have to, like, again.
I got to start smoking weed. I mean, like, chill out. Because my anxiety is, like, through the roof.
Well, so I have an anxiety issue, too. So I completely understand that.
Yeah.
However, because I took the time to educate myself about what I need to do and empower myself.
Yeah.
That I'm no longer afraid. Like, the fear doesn't affect me. Like, and a lot of times things that we have heard, like, are not at all what they seem to be.
And that's neat. And honestly, that's kind of what, like, I always tell myself when I hear, like, spooky shit in my house. I'm like, that's not a ghost.
That's a raccoon.
Yeah, that's a baby possum in my basement or something. No, it's neat though, man. So I got spooky shit in my house. We've already talked about it. So, like, for the listener, you know, like, let's say they are me and I am them and we are inside each other. Not sexually, but, like, we are the same person. How do I get in contact with you to, like, do some fucking spooky Reiki shit?
So, you know what I mean? I have a Facebook. I have Instagram, Twitter. You can... And my phone number's on those, most of them. You can reach out to my Facebook page also, Essence Pro. I made it really easy yet difficult on my Facebook, because I wanted to make sure everybody knew who I was. So it's Jody Janelle Stengel Murtha. I wanted to put all my names out there.
Nice. All seven of them.
To be clear, yeah, yeah.
Jody Jingleheimer. No, I'm joking.
Yeah. and just reach out to me.
We'll put the links in the description for the episode, too. So it'll be easy. You just got to go down to the bottom, open up the description.
And Twitter is now X.
Yeah.
Yes.
Funny story that you bring that up. The Days Grim had an official Twitter account for 2 weeks, and then we got banned.
Really?
100%.
How did you get banned?
It was one of our reels or something. Like, I posted it.
You posted an X video?
No. Like, my...
No, because it's a video on X.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
No, but one of our reels, I don't know what it was. I didn't get clear guidance, but they were like, your account is locked. And I was like, God damn it, Elon. Jesus, what
the heck? He lets all these other dumb fucks talk.
I had a buddy that went to an Asian massage parlor in another state and got a happy ending. And with a buddy. I don't even know the state.
Same room?
No, like they went together and had different rooms.
Oh. Okay.
And he was like, I can't wait to see the review he writes. And I was like, just ChatGPT the review. And so I went on there and typed it, and ChatGPT was like, I cannot give you a response with, because I was like, give me a 4-star review for amazing Asian massage that ended in a happy ending or whatever.
Fucking.
And like, it was like, I cannot do that. And then like, I was like, with a great ending, and it was like, I cannot do that. And I was like, all right, just give me a 4-star review of an Asian massage parlor. For the masseuse named Zuki or something.
So, Cece. And actually, the last time that we recorded an episode, I created our Twitter account right after that because I figured we could like be on everything. So I started the Twitter account. I started posting. I think I made it like 5 posts in, and they were like, shit's done.
Yeah.
Like, are we too aggressive for Twitter? There's softcore porn on Twitter, but I can't tweet about my sock drawer being...
Dude, there's Al-Qaeda leaders on Twitter.
I don't know, man. Twitter's getting wild. But do you have any advice for... I think we covered this in the last episode, but do you have any advice for anybody that wants to maybe not necessarily like Reiki, but like just maybe understand the other side a little bit better? As far as like the spooky stuff.
Yeah, so...
Or is Reiki the only way to go?
No, no, absolutely not. There are so many different modalities that have a way of handling spirits, right? So I think the key is just like you want to select a doctor that you feel comfortable with or a psychiatrist or therapist that you feel comfortable with, you know, everyone has a different method. And sometimes you may have to try a few different types of, you know, which is, you know, it's funny. A
few different modalities.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. If you're not sure or find someone that you're super comfortable with, that will continue to work with you and, you know, figure out what all needs to happen because, you know, I've had to go back to Mike's a couple times and, you know, freshen things up because those hex bags don't last forever, right?
Yeah, kind of like a car freshener.
Right. And so sometimes you just kind of have to go back and resage the house.
Yep,
absolutely. And then I like to educate people because I look at it like, okay, if I've cleansed your home and I've made sure that there is nothing in there, I've helped the spirit to cross to the other side or leave, protected your property. And, you know, and then you continue to have problems and it's not the same thing, it's a different thing, then that means you're pulling it in. So we're going to have a sit down and we're going to have a conversation.
You're bringing some goofy shit with you, man.
Yeah.
He or she might be a serial killer. Also, my last and final question for you is, how do I get my ghosts to leave this house and go to my neighbor's house? Is that possible? Like, hey, man. Yeah.
Like, just shaking the rug off.
You have to tent your house,
I'm tired of you guys. Just move next door.
Yeah.
It's a nice house. Going to be for sale soon if you guys want to move into the Days Grim studio.
Why do you
area.
Want them to move there versus just go move on to the other side?
I guess it really doesn't matter. But
he's
it's
closer for him. It's probably easier.
It's probably easier.
They'll come right back.
Just pack your shit and just...
They're attached to this house.
I know, dude. It sucks.
They're so attached to this house.
They're like in the mortar, dude. I don't know, man. It's thrilling to sit and chat about like ghosts and shit because I'm a believer of like, I believe in a lot of shit I shouldn't. You know what I mean? God, aliens, ghosts, the whole gambit, like cross the board, conspiracy theories. So it's cool to like sit down and chat with somebody that has some like really compelling physical, tangible evidence that we sat and looked at on the show today.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a really, really neat episode to sit down and talk to you about. And we didn't really get to touch on it last time because we were like,
right.
I think we were like, what, an hour?
Reiki'd out.
Yeah, we were all on that Reiki train, dude. We talked a little bit about interior design and stuff, which you do. But yeah, we didn't really get to the ghost stuff. So we wanted to have you come back in.
Yeah. We're glad that you're feeling a little better.
Yeah.
If not 100%, yeah, at least not 100%. A little
better. I'm not currently back to work yet because my doctors are like, nope, no, we need you to, because I need everything to settle down. So this is the other lesson I can leave you with is self-care. Self-care is so important. And it's super important that, you know, even though it's a struggle and I have money coming in and it's a struggle to tell my clients, hey, you have to wait, you have to wait, you have to wait. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to apologize for putting myself first.
Right. You should not. That's something that
we gotta put that air mask on yourself first before you can help the person next to you.
Yeah, fuck them kids, dude. And honestly, self-care, I'm joking. I don't really love children, but you get it. So anyways, no, but speaking of that, self-care, we've got a therapist maybe possibly in the working.
Yeah, she's coming up in August.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. Awesome. So buckle up for that, guys. We're going to talk about self-care. It comes up often on the show, and we're going to delve deep into it very soon. So... So I guess, I don't know, last minute shout outs or any contact information that you haven't put out since we've been talking, I guess.
And no, I think we've covered the contacts and you're going to put the links up and everything. So yes, that'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to thank Mike Farley again for letting me share his stories because they're pretty profound. And I even had a few more stories ready to go for you. We just didn't get
there'll
there.
There'll be another time for sure.
I know, man. There will be a Jody Murtha
round. You want some sweet
three.
Tea?
No, I do not. You fucking chode. you tricked me once. Shame on me. Tricked me twice. Shame on somebody else. No, man. But I think you've got somewhere to be today.
Yes,
so we're cutting it short again today. But there will be a Jody Murtha round three. I promise. I just don't know when it'll be. So we'll schedule another thing. We're gonna do some Reiki, some ghosts, some interior design. We'll spread it all around. But links will be in the description. So get down in there. Check her out. DM her if you got some spooky shit in your basement or in your bedroom or your neighbor's house or whatever, dude. And go visit thedaysgrim.com. Get you some sweet merch. Check that out. Help us keep the lights on. And check out Purple Moose Power Washing LLC. Those dudes are snapping dicks left and right. I am honestly, I'm enthralled. I'm seriously, I've been so pumped about this. I wish it would have been less technically involved. It was a little chaotic today, but next time we'll have it smoothed out. But yeah, it was really nice to talk about some ghosts.
It was a good
man.
Time.
Thrilling episode, dude. Seriously.
Of the Days Grim.
My name is, do you want to say my name?
This is Brian Michael Day.
And this is Thomas Grim III. And with us today, thank you so much, Jody Murtha. I greatly appreciate your time.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much. And thanks for being patient with me. I appreciate that.
No
too.
Problem. For being no problem. With us. No, yeah. We're a handful. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Clear?
Hey guys, if you liked what you heard today, there will be a new episode next Tuesday, as well as every Tuesday at 6 a.m. So hit that subscribe button and let your phone do all the work for you.